it's Sam from Financial Samurai, and in this episode, we're going to talk about the realities of being a stay-at-home parent and a work-from-home parent. And this is also a special episode because I have my wife, dear wife, on with me, who's going to share her perspective on everything stay-at-home parenthood like. So I've been a stay-at-home parent now for 10 months, and I'll say that it's been one of the most rewarding periods in my life, but also one of the most trying periods in my life. To be able to pump out content, to be able to take care of my little boy, it's hard. And I wanted to go through some Q&A with my wife here and how she sees being a stay-at-home parent. So first of all, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me today.
Thanks for being here. I just wanted to ask some questions, and then I'll just throw in my two cents as well. So I guess one of the first questions to ask is, what do you think is the reality of being a stay-at-home mom versus your expectations? How were they different, or how were they similar?
Well, I think to sum it up, I would say it's been a lot more of everything. It's been a lot more work than I expected. But on the flip side, it's been a lot more fun and a lot more exciting and fulfilling than I ever thought. To really, I know maybe it sounds corny, but to me, it's just been a priceless experience that has really changed my life. It's really opened my eyes to be a stronger person and to be more accepting and patient. And I just feel so blessed to have had this opportunity to spend every day with him since he's been born.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Being a parent is more amazing, but also much harder and much more stressful than anybody can ever tell you. And I don't know why people don't stress the realities of parenthood more. Maybe they just don't want to hurt people's feelings, or they don't want to scare people out of parenthood. And maybe it's because every single parent has a different way of parenting. But I will definitely say that the emotions, the effort, the energy is way higher than you could ever imagine.
Perhaps it's also because, especially in the first 3 months, it's kind of like a haze with all of this sleep deprivation that we tend to forget about a lot of the hard days and hard nights that, you know, that we experience, especially in the beginning.
Do you think it's easier to be a stay-at-home parent or work at a job you don't particularly like?
For me, it's been easier being a stay-at-home parent. The job that I had was pretty stressful, and I just remember towards the end there was one night I cried myself to sleep, and that's kind of when I had my breaking point and was like, I have to change my future. I can't keep going to this job that's breaking me down. And you know, it is very different though, the type of energy and focus that it takes to be at a day job versus the focus and energy it takes to take care of a baby. It's very, very different. And they're both rewarding in different ways, but I'm much, much happier being a stay-at-home parent. And how about you, Sam?
Let me think. I would say it's harder to be a stay-at-home parent because if you think about it, you're working 24/7 and you don't have any water break where you can just chit-chat about nothing and talk shit and complain about your boss or whatever. You're always on as a parent. If you look away for literally 1 second, your child could bonk his or her head on the ground, could bash into a corner table. I mean, it is just always on. There's no off switch when it comes to being a present parent. You can be an unpresent parent and not really care, but then I don't think that's good in any way. They say that the average stay-at-home parent works around 95 plus hours a week. And I believe that because, you know, before your child is three, he or she probably won't sleep very well at night. So at night, you could be waking up, what, 6, 7, 8 times a night. During the day, you've got to be awake and alert. It's tough. So, dear wife, do you miss work at all? And do you ever want to get out of the house and, you know, let loose?
No, I don't miss working at all. It's been great for me to be at home with the baby every day. I don't miss commuting. I don't miss the stress of dealing with clients who would yell at me. So I'm much, much happier being at home with the baby.
What type of person do you think is best suited to be a stay-at-home parent?
I think someone who has a lot of patience. Patience really, really comes into play. And perhaps being an introvert as well helps. Someone who enjoys being at home. I am definitely an introvert, and I don't need as much social interaction as other people. I do still get out from time to time and meet with other moms, which is fun, but I have spent the majority of my days at home with the little one, and that's made me really happy. It's something that I enjoy.
That's great to hear. For me, it's been much harder to be a stay-at-home father because for 13 years, I was going out with clients, I was entertaining them, I was traveling for work, going to Asia, going around the country to see clients. I was always out and about, so if I wasn't an extrovert before I started work, I certainly became one, and I definitely think I'm more on the extroverted side of the equation than introverted. So to be at home all day, every day, is tough. It did take a lot of adjustment for me. I can't stay at home for more than like 2 days in a row or else I'll start going a little crazy. It's been great to be able to write and have an outlet online, but I really feel that I need more physical, human, one-to-one interaction, whether that's playing sports and tennis or playing softball, I don't know, or maybe playing poker or whatnot, because again, I don't have a day job and online entrepreneurship is a lonely way to go about making money.
Yeah, we definitely are different in that way. All right, my turn to ask you some questions. So what has been the biggest challenge of running Financial Samurai and being a dad?
The biggest challenge is coming up with creative articles to write and publish and feel good about. I didn't realize this until I had a son, but writing and being creative, starting from zero every single time, takes a lot of creative juices. I don't know what it is, some kind of extra depository of something in your brain that really started to run dry once my son was born, because you know, he would wake up every 2 hours. My wife and I would take turns for the first 3 months, and I was a walking zombie for the first 3 months, and I credit writing ahead and thinking ahead to be able to publish consistently in those first 3 months of life. And thank goodness my wife, after the third month, decided to take over the night so I could get some rest, so I could actually be able to function and write during the day. A lot of writing and my production schedule really is a self-imposed pressure, and I often would beat myself up and ask, why am I putting so much pressure on myself when the purpose of having a lifestyle business is to have a better life? So in 2017, I think I went overboard, and that's something that I am planning to correct in 2018 and beyond.
Looking back on the last 12 months, is there anything you'd do differently if you were to do it over again?
Absolutely. As first-time parents, you know, we don't really know what we're doing. I, along with my wife, read every single book there was available on parenthood, and we still weren't prepared. You know, we went to all the classes, we watched all the videos. I mean, we have a sky-high pile of books that we've read. And didn't prepare us. So what would we do differently? I think what we'd do differently is get our parents to help us out a little bit more and be more forceful, perhaps, in having them come out to support us. I don't know. My wife is giving me a funny face right now. The other thing we'd do differently is probably hire some help, more help. We did have a night doula a couple times a week, but I think we should have had a night doula like 7 times a week, and we needed some babysitting care. And basically, the way we thought about it was all wrong. We thought, well, nobody would take care of our son more than us. Nobody would care more than us. But the reality is that these professionals are much more experienced in childcare than we are. So not only can we get some childcare relief, we can learn from the professionals in how to take care of our son better. So I definitely would have hired more help.
To add to that, around the 4-month mark, we did start searching for sitters. and we just had an unlucky experience with a couple different ones, and I think that really turned us away, me especially, of hiring help around that time for many months after that. So I would just encourage new parents to give yourself enough time to really find someone that works well with you. And if you don't get it right on the first time, don't give up. Just be patient with it and keep trying until you find the right fit.
Absolutely. It's all about planning. So it takes a long time to find someone you can trust. Therefore, the sooner you start the interview process, the sooner you're going to be able to find someone you trust. And for us, we didn't start soon enough because, hey, first-time parents, we're just thinking about the birth process. Hopefully everything goes well. We're thinking about how we're going to take care of the child and keep him alive once he comes home. So all these things run through our head. But if we had some more help, I think we'd have some more guidance, and then we'd have less stress and a better go at things.
What has been the greatest surprise becoming a dad?
The greatest surprise that I've experienced becoming a dad is how much patience I actually have taking care of a child. Before my son was born, I would pray for patience every single week because I don't know what it is. Ever since I've been a kid, I've done things relatively quickly. I've answered questions quickly. I finished tests quickly. I ran quickly. And I just, in general, pick things up really quickly. And so when I'm around folks who are not as quick or who don't understand things as easily as I do, I sometimes get frustrated. And that's why I've been asking and praying for patience every single week. So I was afraid that, once my son was born, once he started crying or whatever, that I would lose my patience. But in fact, I've been able to hold my patience together throughout this entire time. And I feel really proud of that fact. Another surprise is I never thought I could love something so much. Like you see in the movies about someone stepping in front of a train to save someone else's life, or stepping in front of a bullet or whatever. And it just feels so amazing to have a child that you just love him so much. And I've never experienced this type of love before. And it's partly because he's so helpless and he depends on me and his mom for everything.
Now, what are some of the pressures you feel as a father and as the full income provider?
Well, I don't know if it's biological or societal, but ever since our son was born, I felt a huge uptick in pressure to be able to provide for my family. This is despite running the numbers over and over again in 2012 when I decided to leave work for good. And this is despite our net worth increasing very handsomely thanks to the bull market. It's just weird. I don't know what it is, but the pressure was really there. Perhaps it's also habit. So ever since graduating from college in 1999, I've worked probably 60 hours every single week at least, or on average since then. And it's tough to let go, right? So from 2009 to the beginning of 2017, I was working a full-time job. I was writing on the side, and then I spent most of my time writing on Financial Samurai. And once he was born, I should have really downshifted and relaxed and spent more time with him, even though I was already spending a lot of time with him. I just couldn't let go of the responsibility of writing and trying to make income for our family so we don't starve. And it sounds kind of crazy to think about us starving or whatever, but I don't know. If you live in San Francisco, again, the median home price here is $1.45 million. You really need about a couple hundred thousand dollars a year to lead a comfortable life. And there's always the scepter that one of us might have to go back to work full time. And that is kind of one of my biggest nightmares. I literally had a nightmare the other day thinking that I had to go to work full time and I had to manage this insubordinate employee who wouldn't listen to anything I was saying. So just like with everything, it just takes time to adjust. I think the longer we become parents, the more chill we will be about raising a family and both of us not working full-time day jobs. We do have a pretty good thing going with our online business, so really there should be no problems, but you just never know, which is why I continue to write and try to build the business.
So just to recap, what are some things you recommend that other parents who are looking to stay and work at home do before their baby comes?
Well, I think like everything, you've got to plan. Money is very stressful if you don't have enough of it. So make sure before one spouse or two spouses leaves their day job to plan their income statement and to forecast their future. Do you have enough money coming in to raise a child in your respective city? If you want to send your child to private school that costs $30,000 a year, do you have enough of a buffer, cash cushion, or income statement? Please have a very detailed financial plan, whether it's through a spreadsheet or running the numbers through a sophisticated online retirement calculator. You need to know these numbers and project them with a high confidence level. Second, you've got to have a heart-to-heart discussion with your spouse and make sure he or she is on board with you leaving your day job and working from home. Now, your work from home opportunity could be basically day job income, or your work from home opportunity could be something entrepreneurial. Obviously, something entrepreneurial is much more risky and less steady. So have that discussion because, hey, you never know. Maybe your spouse has been secretly expecting you to make a certain amount of income for your entire life, and he or she might not be happy if you downgrade your income level. And you never know, maybe one spouse is just simply uncomfortable or doesn't want to see you at home all day long because, hey, if you don't live in a mega mansion and you see someone 24/7 at home, that might be a little bit difficult for the relationship. So make sure you have your own time and space as well. Three, it's very, very difficult to balance both being a full-time parent and being a full-time work-from-home father or mother. So actually it's impossible. So therefore something has to give. It's better than actually going to work for 10 hours a day and not taking care of your kid. But being a stay-at-home parent also means compromise. So if you are fortunate enough to have a stay-at-home spouse be there for you as well, then you can set a schedule. Like, for example, I'm trying to provide 4 to 6 hours of happy service, happy care for our son during the day, and my wife takes over the entire night, and hopefully he'll start sleeping better and better as he ages. So come up with a schedule and come up with a divide and conquer plan. And then finally, don't be too proud to get help. Get help from people who've actually been taking care of children many, many more years than you have been. You can not only get relief, you can also learn from them as well on how to become a better parent. They've seen it all, so you might as well employ their services. It's not like you're going to have to fork over, you know, an arm and a leg for years and years and years. They're eventually going to go to preschool at 2.5 to 3 years old, and they should hopefully go to kindergarten by 5 to 6 years old. I hope everybody just cherishes the time they have with their baby boy or baby girl. The time goes by quick, and I think before we know it, they'll be off to school and we'll have so much free time we don't know what to do with ourselves. So thanks, dear wife, for joining me on this podcast today.
Definitely. Thanks, Sam.
And I hope everybody appreciates the audio quality because we've been actually recording it in the hot tub. And so this is our way of trying to live life better and be more free and utilize the precious time we got to be more productive. I'd love to hear your thoughts on how we can all become better stay-at-home and work-from-home parents. At the end of the day, there's always another dollar to make, but there's never another second to create. So we plan to be stay-at-home and work-from-home parents for the next 5 years, and I'd love to get all your tips on how to become the best stay-at-home and work-from-home parents possible. Thanks so much, everybody.